Welcome, my fellow wannabes. Welcome to another edition of the Wannabe Critic. I never know what to call it, Mikey, because here's the deal. Oh, joining me, by the way, is Mikey Collins. My co-host, one of my new co-hosts.
thanks for the intro.
Yeah, you're welcome, whatever. I honestly don't know what to call it because the channel is called The Wannabe Critic. But
you should just add the S. You have like four people on here now.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, I don't know. It kind of has to like complement the YouTube channel. And like, I think The Wannabe Critic needs to be like these discussions like you and I. And then whenever the critics come on, then it's like, okay, The Wannabe Critics, you know, it's a group. But like The Wannabe Critic is kind of like a generalized like idea. You know what I mean? Kind of like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm coming across right. I can feel your look from 60 miles away. You're looking at me like an idiot.
I was like, God, he's an idiot. S is plural. There's two of us.
Yeah, I know. It is plural. But we're not reviewing a movie is the thing. Like we're not reviewing anything. We're having a discussion. So we need to freaking figure out a name for what we're going to call this, because I don't know what to freaking call it, honestly.
Me either. So, Wannabe Critics can't be the title.
Yeah, it can't be the title for everything. So we're going to keep brainstorming, but for right now it's just The Wannabe Critic.
Maybe we'll come up with something in this episode.
Maybe so. I don't know. There we go. That's the name. Maybe so. I don't know. No, that's stupid.
Nope,
that's retarded. All right. Welcome everybody to another edition of whatever this freaking thing's called. I'm one of your hosts, Gabriel Fast. And joining me, go ahead, bro. I'm sorry. I stifled your thing.
You ruined it a long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm Mikey Collins. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you, Mikey. What's been up, my man? I feel like, dude. You know what's so freaking stupid is I'm around these young kids all the time nowadays. I'm around them all the time, and they don't know how to speak, but I'm around them all the time. So you know how they say. You know, whoever your friends are, who you are, however it is, like you are who you hang out with, that type of thing. I'm forgetting how to freaking speak because of all these kids around here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Is that why you've always secluded yourself our entire lives?
I don't know. Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to be my own man or my own boy.
I know. Okay. Well, anyways. We are discussing a topic today. Who's the best Batman? We've already talked about who the best Joker is, you know, in our own individual opinions. But now we're talking about who's the best Batman. And it's going to be kind of a similar format as to the show that we had the other day with the Joker. But I actually really liked that episode. But this time we're doing Batman.
I did too.
And, you know, I feel like we know so much about the Joker, but I feel like we also know more about Batman. And, you know, I feel like this is actually a perfect timing with the set photos that were just released as Robert Pattinson. His Batman is emerging onto the media. What's your take on it, Mikey?
I mean, we literally have nothing to go on that except that 10-second trailer or whatever it was. Although I've looked at the cast lineup for that, and I think it's an interesting cast with like Zoe Kravitz and who plays Golem?
Oh, Andy Serkis. Yeah.
He's Alfred, and then Pattinson's Batman, obviously. And I forget. There's some guy. There's another big name playing Cobblepot.
Yeah, but
they already have like everybody set for it, and it seems like it might be interesting. I mean, like I'm totally game because it's Batman. You know, I'm a Batman geek. So
yeah,
but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've talked to several people, and a lot of people have actually been down on it for some reason. Well, I mean, going off of Batman versus Superman, I can totally see why people are totally apprehensive about it. But
It's Colin Farrell. Down. Colin Farrell is the Penguin.
Is that who it is?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Mikey, you can back up off the mic a little bit if you want to, just so you know. Okay. Yeah, just you know.
It was good.
Well, you got kind of animated, you know, and now, you know, it is what it is. I wanted you to be aware. I didn't want you to be cringing when you were listening to this later, like, oh my God, why didn't Gabe say something? He's a freaking idiot host. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm telling it to you now. In front of everybody. Yeah, no, I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard mixed reviews myself on you know, people being down on it. People love to hate. You know, we're kind of talking about the mob mentality not too long ago. Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the same time, though, DC has given much reason, I think, for kind of souring their audience.
That is very true.
So it is kind of hard to be... It is kind of hard to be optimistic for something whenever, mm-hmm. you know, you've kind of had a line of crap come out for a while. Like, the Birds of Prey movie isn't really performing how they've wanted it to perform.
Yeah, I've heard nothing. I haven't seen it, but I haven't heard any good thing about it, really, yeah. Except for I listened to a podcast on it, and they talked about how a couple of the fight scenes were pretty good.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was just like a subpar movie, like yeah. an action movie. So
yeah, well,
but,
you know, a huge reason why that movie is going to not do well is because the Joker isn't even in it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, because Harley Quinn has kind of taken on a big personality with a lot of people, especially after Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
So I mean, I mean, it depends on the audience, because I feel like they weren't going for the hardcore audience on that one, especially with the title they had.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, you slap DC on it, and you're like yeah. taking ownership of it. Like, okay, think about to your argument. I think about it this way: Birds of Prey versus Captain Marvel. Did we all go watch Captain Marvel for the most part? I feel like that might have been one of the lesser performing movies in the MCU. Mm-hmm. But it's the same type of thing, whereas they're targeting a specific audience. I went into it with no expectations and loved it, you know? Whereas I think this is, it's so niche that mm-hmm. I don't think, you know, it's like you don't really, at least with an MCU movie, you have the potential of one of our heroes we already know kind of showing up. With this is an all new cast of characters other than Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
So, you know, I get what you're coming. I get where you're coming from, though. For targeting a specific thing. What I'm saying is I think it would have performed much better had we had, you're going to tell me that had we had a trailer of Joker in the trailer talking to Harley Quinn, that's not going to pique some people's interest, aside including the fact that it was rated R. People were drawn to the Joker. I think that it was kind of a mistake not to have him in the story.
I think it depends on which Joker.
Yeah, that's
true. Because if it was the Jared Leto, I doubt anybody would have been like foaming at the mouth. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that love that Joker. I mean, I know he was on your list. But, like, for the most part, I don't think that would have piqued anybody's interest, even if he did do a cameo in it, personally.
Yeah, that's true. I think, I'm either way, it kind of gets back to what I'm talking about is, you know, we can kind of talk about the DC, where did the DCEU go wrong? Well, that was something that I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that there is such a thing as, like, too niche, and I don't know if you've been on
niche as in like
just you're like, trying to target a specific audience,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think that it's hitting exactly where they want. For instance, okay, so I go on DC Universe. I don't know if you've been on that. It's
with all the comics.
It has all the comics, which is great. There's amazing. There's a bunch of awesome comics on there. But you get mm-hmm. there, and you know, Harley Quinn has her own series now. It's animated. And I'm thinking to myself, you're thinking, oh, this might be kind of cool, right? You know, you're going to give mm-hmm. it the benefit of the doubt. So the mm-hmm. thing that I loved about the older cartoons, you know, back in the day with Batman the Animated Series, Justice League, Static Shock, you know, they all kind of had a, Teen Titans, they all kind of had a similar style of art.
Yeah.
But the vibes were different. So literally first 4 minutes into Harley Quinn, she's dropping F-bombs left and right. And
really?
Yeah, dropping F-bombs, like gruesomely wrecking fools.
Well, I guess that's what they did. That's what they did in that movie, I guess. I mean,
it doesn't make any sense because the comics are so not that.
Yeah.
You know, maybe more recently, but I mean, even the old, like, the new 52 Harley Quinn wasn't like that. Harley Quinn to my, I mean, the old Suicide Squad, new 52, it wasn't like that. So it just seemed like a complete 180. And I truly believe that once Deadpool took off, what was the first Deadpool, like back in 2013, 2014, something like that, right?
I don't remember.
So I truly believe that the commercial success of Deadpool, because the DC has kind of been trying to copy Marvel multiple times. It's like, oh, Marvel did this. Let's try and do our own unique spin on it. Except they did that. They did the Marvel thing backwards. You know,
and they did, I think, sorry,
no, go for
I
it.
Think they did it. I think they went too drastically into like what you're saying with being too niche. Now, I feel like they were trying to be too people pleasing with their Justice League and stuff like that. Whereas, I mean, I like Marvel was that, but at the same time, like, I don't actually feel like for the most part when they first started, they were trying to be people pleasing. I think they were just trying to be true to the characters.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where DC has really struggled.
Yeah.
Because they cast well, you know, and they get really good actors, but then they just put them in a popcorn movie.
Yeah.
They don't give them, they don't give them the time of day.
It's not executed well.
Like that Aquaman movie. I mean, Jason Momoa was born to play Aquaman, in my opinion.
Totally.
And but just the writing and how it's directed, and it's just that's where they fall short, because like it's entertaining, but it's not Marvel. And I'm a hardcore DC fan.
Yeah.
So like to say that really hurts me, because I'm like, this is what you should be doing, but also. Yeah. In a DC way, you don't have to be Marvel in order to, I don't know, be successful.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
well, and
where
I,
they're really stumbling.
I agree. And they are, they're trying to do, and I will say, I think Aquaman probably is my favorite DCEU movie that I've watched. Simply because I.
Other than like Dark Knight and all that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, but that. That's, you know,
you mean like new age stuff.
Yeah, like the new the expanded universe that they're trying to link all together. I think that's probably my favorite, just because it kind of knew it was a popcorn movie going into it, whereas you had Man of Steel was good. I think that's definitely my top three. You had Man of Steel, which was good. I thought Justice League was fine, it was just fine, but you know, there was so many things wrong with that movie. The best part about that movie is Batman. In my opinion,
I mean, definitely the opening, that crazy awesome, where that thug's just terrified. I love that. I believe that was in the trailer, right?
Yeah,
that's
it was.
When everybody was like, this is going to be the Batman that everybody's going to love.
Yeah.
And then nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Yeah, and I think what you're kind of onto something. Like, they're trying to kind of piggyback on the success of Marvel and be like, oh, we have that too. And that's kind of what I was getting at with my point is, I think the commercial success of Deadpool really drove the DC in a direction like, oh, well, that's obviously what people want. Like, Deadpool made hundreds of millions of dollars, so that's what people want. So they geared their Titans, geared their Titans show toward that, which Titans is brutal. I don't know if you've watched it, but I've tried. Yeah, it's not for me. It's not for me, you know? And I think that's...
It's CW, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's DC. It's DC... universe. It's an exclusive to the streaming service. Yes.
Yeah, because I remember I downloaded that and I was like, oh, that's on there. Yeah, but it feels like a CW show, and like
with the gore turned up to like 20.
It feels like CW turned into Tim Burton, kind of. You know what I'm saying? Like, where it's just that dark kind of, but with gore.
Yeah. I could see that. It's not executed properly, and that has been DC's problem from the beginning, is poor execution. If they would have just taken more time, you know, because Marvel was going to do their thing. The best thing I think that they could have done right now is never put anything out, never tried to be in the same spotlight as Marvel. Wait till now, where Marvel doesn't really have anything going on. Then all of a sudden you have a Batman movie pop up. Let's say, imagine we don't have anything, and then you have the Batman popping up right now. I think that would have been 100 times smarter than trying to compete.
Yeah, but that's also like from a company's perspective, like waiting while Marvel gains a monopoly on the superhero franchise in the movie world while you are just sitting in the darkness. That's not a good move. So I mean, like,
yeah,
I feel like you can't not try.
But yeah, when I mean maybe yeah, maybe not completely do the exact same thing. Maybe still release stuff, but maybe not do movies on the same level, you know, like really maybe just maybe make actually a freaking decent TV show for once. about that? How about give us a couple of really give us a couple of TV shows that are worth watching.
You know what? They should just go back into animated TV shows.
Yes, like those were great.
That's where everybody had, like, all big DC fans, except for me, because I never. What I really watched when I was a kid was like Teen Titans and bunches like what was that one? Oh man, you just said it.
Justice League.
He's got like
Static Shock.
Justice League. Static Shock. I love Static Shock, but like. That's when they were in their prime and people loved all the stuff they did. But,
yeah, that's when they were winning Emmys they've lost their way. And, you know, I believe Warner Brothers owns all the DC properties whenever it comes to anything that you see, you know.
Oh, really?
I think so. But, I mean, I think Warner Brothers has put out... I could be wrong, but we'll say I'm right just for the sake of being right. I know it's all the animated stuff was Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I think they're trying to get back to the animated stuff, but I don't want to see, you know, I don't really want to see a super duper a cartoon that's like that. You know what I mean? Like I want more, a little bit of tongue in cheek is fine. I want more of like what I have whenever I was a kid though. And I just don't think we're going to be getting much of that anymore. You know what I mean?
A cartoon like that, as in what?
As in Harley Quinn, like just gratuitously violent. And I mean, so awesome. Did you watch the Batman Ninja?
I haven't seen that. I've been eyeballing it for a while, but
they need to make a TV show out of that.
Really? It seems funky, but I mean, like, that's DC's jam, is being like
weird,
doing the weird stuff. And
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
But I feel I think they want to be so like, well, it's probably to do with people in the company. I mean, that's obviously the suits and all that make the decisions want to be mainstream. But I mean, they've always excelled with their stories at being like weird and like, I don't know how to word it even, because it's just like so funky. But yeah, that's where they've always had their audience has been in those dark in a sense, to where like it's not gore, but dark as in like mysterious and
Well, and I think like realistic, you know.
Yeah. Like, even though it's a cartoon, it feels
real. There's like a mortality to it almost.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah.
Even with their superpowered people, I mean, like that's the whole draw to Superman. I mean, like he's invincible, but he still feels like human.
Yeah.
And same thing with Bat. He's not invincible, but I mean, he is a human, but he seems like he's invincible. It's almost the opposite.
It's almost opposite. Yeah. Like the more power you have, it seems like the easier you are to target or like hit. Yeah. I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah. Exactly.
But anyways, we have full on. Warmed up our cylinders, ladies and gentlemen, with that conversation. I think the DCEU went wrong whenever they tried to be like Marvel. I feel like the DCEU went wrong when they just made it about making money and not about listening to fans. So, you know, and there's only so much apologizing and making up and show adding that you can do to change that, but whatever. So now let's get to our main topic, which is, who is the best Batman? Now, I have a list pulled up here on my computer of every person who's ever played Batman, and this is quite a bit, actually. But we're just going to focus on the biggest ones. You know, the heavy hitters, the ones that are worth mentioning, I think. The ones that the people are probably the most familiar with. And we're just going to kind of talk about these and try and make a collective list rather than coming up with our own lists. We're going to be like the official best Batman on the Wannabe Critics.
All right.
So let's talk about this first one here. that I want to talk about. George Clooney.
Mm-hmm.
I think this man was the best parts of Bruce Wayne, like the good parts, like the parts where the Playboy side of stuff. I don't think there's anyone better than George Clooney, honestly. But
he is my favorite Bruce Wayne by far. Because I mean, it's freaking George Clooney. I mean, name a more suave. I mean, have you seen Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not natural because he's an actor.
Yeah.
But it seems like that kind of suaveness just oozes from him when he's just acting and putting on those type of personas. So I love George Clooney.
I like him whenever George Clooney is trying to, you know, he's in front of people and he's like talking and you know he's putting on the face, so to speak, as Joseph Gordon-Levitt, excuse me, said in Dark Knight Rises, like it's a face I learned how to put on, you know, to just pretend to be happy. And I think George Clooney does that very well. Now, whenever he's behind closed doors, though, that never leaves him. I never see a dark side of George Clooney ever in Batman and Robin. And I think that's why he's probably lower on my list. Because he's laughable as Batman. He's horrible.
Oh, yeah.
He's the absolute worst. I mean, the cartoon depictions blow him out of the water. I mean, he's horrible. But the Playboy aspect, yeah, I think he's probably the best.
Man. Oh, yeah.
But unfortunately, there's more facets to Batman, which brings us to kind of a polar opposite, Michael Keaton.
So a polar opposite as an only Batman?
No. So I think even whenever he is trying to be like the Playboy whatever, there's just an awkwardness to his character. Like whenever he's talking to Vicky Vale, like he's weird. He's like the weird kid in fifth grade that no one wants to talk to. And every time, like, I don't know. I don't think he's a very good Bruce Wayne.
Really?
Yeah. I don't. I think he's okay. I think the parts with his parents are good, and I think his interactions with Alfred are good. But you know, he's very serious. He's Batman, and then he's serious Bruce Wayne, and then we don't really see kind of like a lighthearted Bruce Wayne playboy. We see the businessman, and we see a serious businessman and Batman, I feel like, in both of the Batman movies that he's featured in. What do you think? Can you recall a scene where he's overly like, well, I have so much money and you can suck it. You know what I mean? Like, I can't remember a scene in either one of those movies where he acts that way.
Yeah, I don't. I personally like that he's not like that as the Batman that he plays. I find that kind of cool because it's more. I mean, like, especially it's a Tim Burton movie. So, like, he directed everybody completely differently as, you know, as an animated series. So I feel like that the way he acted seemed more relatable other than, you know, like, it didn't seem like he had to put on a separate persona because he was trying to be himself. I mean, I know several people think he's, like, kind of like a dopey, funky Batman or Bruce Wayne, kind of like what you were saying. But I think that, I don't know. Because I grew up watching that movie. I did too.
And I love him as Batman. Like, he is one of the best. He's one of the best Batman. And he's not the best, I don't think, but
he is the Batman.
But he, you know, I think that's probably his most famous role, you know, is probably being Batman. And
Have you seen Mr. Mom?
Want some chili?
40. 50, whatever it takes.
Yeah. I need to probably revisit. I don't think he has a lot of, and you may need to watch it again too, because I don't think he just really has that much range as Bruce Wayne in that movie. I think he's
I can see, because, off memory, I feel like he was 100% either, because I, you know what I mean?
You feel like he's what? Now you kind of cut out. Sorry.
I feel like he's like 50-50. I feel like he's 50% Bruce Wayne, 50% Batman. I don't think he's amazing at either one. That's why I think I think that's why he's done one of the better jobs, in my opinion, as playing both characters.
Because yeah.
it's well, it's and, not one character, which yeah, is hard to do.
It is hard to do. And that's kind of part of it, too, is we see him way more as Batman than we do as Bruce Wayne. Whereas George mm-hmm. Clooney, I feel like it was kind of more like 50-50. But we see Michael Keaton for the majority of both of those movies as Bruce Wayne, if I can recall, or as Batman, if I can recall correctly. And I feel like... he does a really good job of really embodying Batman and being mm-hmm. like, okay, you know, it, whenever he has to be Bruce Wayne, it's almost mm-hmm. like that, that's his alter ego is being Bruce Wayne and he is Batman.
Mm-hmm. Well,
like,
it is, yeah.
And I think that's kind of what he's trying to portray. I wish I would have, you know, in the comics up leading up to that point, it had been kind of a different story, you know, and I obviously you can't always base everything off of the source material, but at the same time, mm-hmm. you know, it that's why we have these conversations is like certain people did things better than other people, I think. And I think like what you were saying, Michael Keaton's kind of split down the middle. I like connecting with Batman, but I also like connecting with Bruce Wayne. I super connect with Michael Keaton as Batman. I don't really connect with him as Bruce Wayne. But really? That's just me. That's just me. You know, I'm not saying he's a bad actor or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm just saying the way he chooses to portray Bruce Wayne doesn't really do it for me. But,
yeah,
you know, and that may just be because I think there's been other scenarios where people have portrayed Bruce Wayne better. So maybe that's why is like, I don't know. But I think he's definitely up there in the top five for sure.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about probably one of the most controversial Batman ever. We'll talk about two controversial Batman, and then we'll break down why the other one is better.
Okay,
so let's start with Val Kilmer. So Val Kilmer is honestly probably my first memories of Batman.
Really?
Batman Forever, dude. Like, I feel like I watched Batman Forever and Batman like all the time. I was watching those movies all the time, but mm-hmm. I feel like for whatever reason, like that particular point in history, it is the 90s, and I think Val Kilmer was really trying to embody the culture at that point, and mm-hmm. so was Joel Schumacher. I mean, it's very outlandish and kind of weird, you know, they're kind of doing stuff with VFX and you know, kind mm-hmm. of the earlier stages of CGI. It looked like a cheesy video game at parts. But I always thought he was so cool until I didn't. And then I realized like, oh, like this movie's horrible, you know?
Yeah, it's so bad. Except so good at the same time.
Yeah, it's weird because I think Val Kilmer is actually a really talented actor.
Yeah.
But I don't think he was a very good Batman or a very good Bruce Wayne, except for maybe a couple of scenes. There's a scene, mm-hmm. like, there's something he says, he's like, it's the car, right? Like, chicks dig the car. Like, Batman wouldn't say that, you know? Like, Batman, yeah. I don't think Batman would ever make a joke like that. Mm-hmm. There's a scene at the very end whenever he's confronting Riddler, and that's probably when I buy him being Batman the most, but I mean, just like kind of like this character of like Bruce Wayne has obviously had some inner demons and things like that, you know, the death of his parents, and he's very yeah. like damaged. And I kind of like that part of it, the Bruce Wayne part of it, but the rest of it, I don't know. And I think it might've been a lot of the plot and like maybe the people he had to be around, you know, and work with. I think Joel Schumacher just didn't do a very good job of directing him. And I don't think Joel Schumacher is really a very big fan of Batman. So, yeah. You know, and I think that's kind of where the disconnect is when you don't have a fan, someone who's a fan of something, how can you expect them to accurately represent and portray that character to an audience? And I think
exactly.
Val Kilmer probably could have been a really awesome Batman had he had different direction.
I don't know about that. Well, maybe. Yeah, because I feel like when I at least the last time I watched that movie, and coming to my memory, because I haven't watched it in so long, but because he is a really good character actor. I mean, Tombstone, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Like, but I can totally see what you're saying with the direction, because if he would have, I think, come in it as a character rather, like more of a character rather than just like a suave,
yeah,
you know, jerk.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, he's
also,
a jerk.
Yeah.
Like
I think
he tries too hard to be cool. Like he tries way too hard to be cool. And that's where like, you know, Batman's not afraid to get dirty. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I just nothing about that performance lands for me.
Which is sad because he is a really good actor.
Yeah. And, you know, that kind of leads me to the next Batman I want to talk about, like kind of just comparing the two. So Ben Affleck,
amazing Batman.
I thought he was an awesome Batman, honestly.
He was. You know what? He is probably in my top Bruce Wayne's.
Yeah, I think
he's better. He's a better Bruce Wayne than he is a Batman, in my opinion, because all the Batmaning that I think I affiliate with him as being awesome is all animated, and he's not even there.
Yeah.
So, but when he's like in the costume and is Batman, I mean, like he looks dope, but his like just the way he's acting doesn't seem like Batman to me, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, and you know, they really kind of play up the whole character of like the Dark Knight Returns. Like he's an older Batman. He's, you know, he's damaged, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. But, I thought it really sucks because I feel like his portrayal of Bruce Wayne and his portrayal of Batman and especially Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Made him an awesome contender. If he would have had his own movie, because the Batman was supposed to be him, like he was supposed to be the Batman. Had we had a movie with him, I think that it would have been amazing. But we don't have that. We have Justice League and Batman v Superman, which I think we get more Batman and Batman v Superman than Justice League. And he's doing corny stuff. You know, it's still cool. You're like, man, that's a cool suit. Like,
yeah, you're like he could. Yeah, the whole time he's on screen, oh man, I wish he had a solo movie.
Yes, like, you want more of him.
Because you're just like, he's surrounded by all these, like what we were talking about earlier, the like the movies and characters that they've turned into popcorn movies. So it can't not be cheesy when Batman's talking to somebody, you know? But you're like, oh man, if he was like beating down on the Joker or something right now, it would be epic. Yeah. Especially even like one of the most epic scenes I think I have seen in a long time in DC is when Batman's on top of Joker's like Lamborghini, even though I'm not a big Jared Leto fan. That is such a cool like just shot of just that, like, because you're like, that's Ben Affleck and he's Batman, because that it just totally fits, because he's got the demeanor. He even looks like Bruce Wayne from the comics. Like he could have been the best Batman, but everything was going against that guy. I feel so bad for him because just everything I've read about him trying to make that Batman movie and everything that happened, it just fell apart for him. I'm sure that just hurt him so much.
Well, I think he was kind of struggling with you know, drinking and things like that. But
I'm sure that'll haunt him for eternity.
No, I agree.
I feel bad because he's like wicked smart too.
Is that referring to that SNL sketch?
Yes.
Oh, okay. The one reason, because is he from Boston?
Is he from Boston? I believe so.
Oh, okay. Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, moving on from Ben Affleck, I think he could have been. He was underutilized, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had some addiction problems, things like that, that he was going through. But, you know, like, yeah, I don't know how you can ever live down being Batman, like, or at least, like, you know, like, be like, oh, I had to quit playing Batman because I had crap I was going through. Like that kind of sucks. You know, it'd be different if he played out his time as the Bat, but he didn't. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you have an addiction or something like that, I mean, and that's just making it worse, I totally understand stepping down because I'm.
Yeah.
Like why, someone else. Why would you want to anger that?
Give someone else an opportunity, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's been supportive of, from what I've read.
Yeah, of Robert Pattinson. Yeah. Which I, you know, I've been having high hopes from for Robert Pattinson. He looks like, from the set photos I've seen, he looks like year one Batman to me. So I think that might be kind of what we're getting is like a year one Batman.
That'd be so awesome.
So let's move on from Ben Affleck to our next Batman, which I think it might be time. I think we've talked about all the core Batmans. I think we could kind of throw in a few honorable mentions and then talk about which one that we think personally is the best, and we can kind of argue if we don't think it's the same one. So the first one I'd like to talk about is Will Arnett from the Lego Batman movie. I think, you know, obviously we don't see him as really as Bruce Wayne that much. We just pretty much see him. I don't think we see him as Bruce Wayne at all. I think we just see him as Batman.
Well, no, you see him with his helmet off a couple times, if I remember right.
Yeah.
But not a lot.
Yeah, but he's still, I don't know. I feel like just his whole, he was playing billionaire playboy pretty much the entire time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. But like as Batman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Like pretty much he was like basically playing that character even whenever he was supposed to be playing a different character. So it's kind of funny to me, but I think he did a really good job, you know, and voice acting wise, he's definitely going to be remembered for me personally. Speaking of voice acting, Kevin Conroy, who was, you know, Batman for all the Arkham games except Arkham Origins. He was the Batman for the animated series. He did a couple of movies as Batman. Whenever I read comic books, I read it in Kevin Conroy's voice. Really a legend, honestly. A really dope voice actor in his own right. And
totally.
And I mean, you know, I think Batman's probably his most notable role.
I can't think of anything else he's been in.
Yeah, and if you have, it's probably something super minor. But, I mean, his claim to fame was definitely being a Batman. He's still very active, you know.
Yeah.
At the cons and things like that, you know, taking questions. And people love him as Batman. And, yeah, he was in Justice League as well. I mean, pretty much any time you've seen a cartoon Batman, it's probably Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, more often than not.
Yeah. Do you have any notable mentions?
I mean, that kind of is my one. I mean, there's some off the wall people that I didn't even realize I was looking up that played Batman. But if you told me their name, I could never pinpoint where they were or what they played him in.
Oh my God, dude, we almost missed a big one.
What?
Adam West.
Well, I mean, that's a given. I figured that would be in the top three or something.
Yeah, but I mean,
Adam West is Batman.
Yeah, you know, this is honestly, this is one of my least favorite Batman. Just wasn't for me. Too cartoony. Too 1940s.
Different era.
Dude. Totally different. The comics were different then. It's just completely
to people
different.
Back then, I'm sure he was what our Michael Keaton is now. I'm sure Adam West was what he is to them.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, especially since everything was so like, kind of I don't know, like proper, I don't know if that's the right word, but wholesome, like just, you know, not a whole lot of tongue-in-cheek anything. Anyways, well, should we move on to probably our what I'm assuming is both of our favorite Batmans, since it hasn't been mentioned yet? Who's your favorite Batman?
I don't know. To be honest,
you don't my know
favorite. My favorite Batman alone or my favorite Bruce Wayne?
You can only pick one guy. You can only pick one guy to be the favorite.
For both characters. I mean, dude, it's got to be Christian Bale. I mean,
if you had all of the people that we had in a line and you're going to make them fight to the death for who's really going to be Batman, who's it going
to
be?
For who's really going to be Batman, or just fight to the death and I want this person to win?
Like,
this is a huge question.
Like, fight to the death and it's the last Batman standing.
Is Ben Affleck in there?
Yeah.
What about Robert Pattinson?
Yeah.
Adam West, is he still alive in this scenario?
Yes.
Yeah, Christian Bale.
Yeah. I'll say Val Kilmer and George Clooney killed each other slap fighting.
I'll kick your teeth in.
Yeah. I'm cooler. No, I am. I'm cooler than you. No, I am. I think Christian Bale is obviously the best choice here. The voice, coupled with just the tone of everything, the character arc from Batman Begins to The Dark Knight to The Dark Knight Rises, I just don't think that anyone else had a more cohesive story or a better portrayal, depiction, whatever you want to call it, than Christian Bale. We went on the journey with him.
That's where everybody was like, oh, DC's gonna be the best thing of all time now, and everybody did. And I love those movies. If I think of a superhero, for me personally, if I think of a superhero movie, I don't think of Marvel. I may think of Iron Man because that is one of my favorite superhero movies of all time.
Yeah.
But when I think of a superhero movie, I think of one of the Batman movies, like that.
Yeah.
If somebody says they've never seen a superhero movie, those are the movies I want to show them. Are that whole trilogy, because it's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's one of the best trilogies ever, probably. I really...
Have you seen Star Wars?
Yeah. I didn't say the best. I said one of the best.
No, for sure.
I just don't think that any of these other guys really even come close to maybe Kevin Conroy as far as Batman goes.
Oh, yeah. But
it's as far as scope... it's different being a voice actor, but as far as, like... living flesh and blood, like, person in front of us. Like, whenever I think of Batman, I usually think of Christian Bale, you know? And certain comics, like, I insert his voice as Batman. If Batman's more dark and more grueling, then that's...
Where you do Kevin Conroy, I do definitely Christian Bale's voice all the time.
Yeah,
That's how I hear it. I know a lot of people have problems with that voice.
Yeah.
But that's how I hear Batman, because I'm like, God, that... Because... In reality, there's no way you could get by that long without masking your voice in some way.
Yeah.
So that's why I totally love that they did that and that he did that. But that's how I hear Batman when I read stuff about him. For sure.
Yeah. No, I could definitely see that. I think all of these guys bring different things to the table. I think all of these guys are super talented, you know, in their own ways. I don't think anyone's performance is really bad overall, except for probably George Clooney. And I mean, I think even the things that he does well, I mean, he's not all bad everywhere, but you know, I think George Clooney, if we had to give rankings, I think it would probably go George Clooney
at the bottom.
Start
from the bottom now we're here?
Yeah, start from the bottom. George Clooney, Val Kilmer, Ben Affleck, Michael Keaton, Christian Bale.
I would definitely change Val Kilmer and George Clooney around.
Really?
100%.
You think
no
Val,
way would I ever put
really?
Val Kilmer above George Clooney. No.
Huh.
No.
I think...
No.
I don't know, man. I think I have to.
I can't do that.
Yeah, that can be the one disagreement we have with that. But I mean,
the other ones?
So we have George Clooney, Val Kilmer, Ben Affleck. Yeah. Okay. Fine. All right, I'll play your game. Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Ben Affleck, Michael Keaton, Christian Bale.
Where's Kevin Conroy?
Well, if we're doing like a top five, Kevin Conroy is an honorable mention.
Okay. Yeah, I can agree with that.
Until we see Robert Pattinson come into his own, then yeah.
Yeah, because that's... dude, like for me, I would go Val Kilmer, Ben Affleck probably, George Clooney, then Michael Keaton, then for me.
Really? Oh, man, I don't agree.
He's a good Bruce Wayne, but he ain't... Ben Affleck's a great Bruce Wayne, but he ain't George Clooney. I love George Clooney's Bruce Wayne.
But George Clooney is Batman first before Bruce Wayne, and George Clooney is a horrible Batman. Oh, my God.
I liked I liked it.
I hate you. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this episode, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. You're fired. Thank you for sitting down with me, Mikey. I hope you enjoyed it. It's your last show.
I'll be back.
As always, you guys can email us at geeklybiweekly1@gmail.com. You can follow us on all social media at The Wannabe Critic. You can find me personally at The Game Reel on Instagram. And I believe I'm The Wannabe Critic on Twitter as well. So give us a shout out. Let us know what you think. Give us a review. If you're listening to this, if you made it to the end, give us a 5-star review or whatever you think we deserve. That would really help us out a lot. Mikey, you don't have social media and you don't matter. So
all right.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. If you have something you want us to talk about, definitely write in, you know, and let us know, and we will get to it eventually. So this is The Wannabe Critics signing off, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye.